was, I got a number of awards. I was awarded by Governor Bryant the, I received the Governor's Conservation Award in 1962. I was honored by Rollins College on a number of occasions as I was serving with the Spanish Institute of Florida as a director and later as a president for the state. And then I received, in 1952, I think it was, I received the Cervantes Award from Rollins College, which I have in my bedroom, a gold medallion. And I later received the George Morgan Award, which was one of the outstanding awards given by Rollins College. And during my term as honorary vice president of the American Forestry Association, I received the National Smokey Bear Award for fire prevention. I had been the head of the fire prevention in Florida for a number of years, and I was the organizer of the Florida Keep Green Association as a part of a national Keep Green Association in the United States, which is connected with the prevention of forest fires. I was responsible for having our county and surrounding counties join the Fire Prevention Council done a great deal to eliminate forest fires in St. John's County and in this North Florida area. It's a singular thing that my parents, Menorcan parents, were people who had a lot of cattle, and they used the free range in Florida. They would let their cattle range anywhere, even though they didn't own the land. And it was a practice then to burn the woods every year. And so, as an example, in this county, 75% of the forest lands in this county of over 350,000 acres would burn every year. They'd set the fires along about in February, and after the winter, coal would kill the grasses and burn the woods so that the cattle in the spring and April would be able to feed on those succulent grasses that would come up. And that's how the cattle were fed. And that was a general practice of the Menorcan people in this area, to all of whom, many of whom had large cattle holdings. And that's why they fed, and that's how they sustained them. Rather than feeding them, they allowed them to graze on other people's lands. Well, there's many other things. Right now, I can't particularly recall my statewide connections with the predominating thing, I guess, in my mature life was my contribution to forestry through, as an example, when I became chairman of the Florida Board of Forestry,